right. We're going to go back to the remix of a song that I really enjoyed when I was coming through New Hope Missionary Baptist Church there in upstate New York. And the song was played, and it helped me when I was going to my job at Griffiths Air Force Base at the Rome's Laboratory. Many times things was happening in my life, my young life at the time, and then when I heard the song, it just really ministered to me, and I know this has ministered to many, but it's Jesus, you know, he can work it out. So we're going to listen to this remix, and then I'll be back with the Word of God talking about the Almighty God's light is brighter than the morning sun because of what I experienced, what I saw this morning, God's sunlight. The sun was shining bright, but and I couldn't see as I was driving. But then I was just thinking, wow, God's light is brighter than even the morning sunlight. You know something? All right, here we go. Let's rock this. One time. Come on. I'm trying to work with this music thing. Wow. It can't play while I'm on the air. No. Wow. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go ahead and play it on the video side, and then I will apparently need to do this on the radio side separately. Man, technology is a mess. I thought I could. Okay, so I'm going to get off the radio side, and then I'm just going to play the music and then rebroadcast it on the radio side once I download it and upload it to the system. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. We're going to hear the remix, and then we're going to hear the older version with the Mississippi Mass Choir singing Jesus Can Work It Out. Oh, my gosh. I'll be right back, y'all, on Radio Land. I'll be right back. That a student, you know, takes off and do what you've done, and then their creation is even better. The student is even better than the professor. It just really touched my heart. I want to just play another song, and this is by a bishop that's gone on, and it has the word, you know, hell in it, but it's okay, you know. This is how he was trying to reach the secular community, but it's Bishop Bolwell, and it's called Hell to the Nanny Nanny Nana. Oh my goodness.
Got the first church, nothing but the truth. What you say? Deacon Kyle, Deacon John, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on! First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. Yeah, I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a running flame. Come on! I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning. Tell to the no, 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 come on, come on. Tell no, to the no, no, no. Yeah, to the no, tell to the no, to the no, no, no. Listen, Sister Edison, the room makes sure that everybody get a seat. Come on, y'all. Sister Lily, make her go back in the kitchen, cause the winter gets too needy. I must it. Pick the collard greens and cornbread rice. Chicken breast cocktails on the side. Even Underwood, get my busy ready, cause when it gets to who he ride. Come on! Dr. West, count the money, coming back and tell us what you raised.
We ain't gonna find it on the
day. I got some people today looking for some men. First, I got to get the praise. Come on, y'all! See, there's an old saying. When the praise go up, you get the blessing coming down. I got some people in the church, God Almighty, look at them, they're messing around. Come on, come on. Woo! Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no, to the no, no, no. Listen, I got people. within the church, smoking weed, drinking whiskey, they drinking a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with the night prayer beans, all about 10, I give it 8 minutes.
Come on!
Early Sunday morning, about a quarter and a half past 10.
Yeah!
I got some people, they coming off the street, got a lot of look at them, they're strolling in.
They need help!
They laying at the altar, they confess the sin they're sin.
Come on, wait!
Time to see them Monday morning. They doing the same thing again.
Hypocrite,
hell no.
Come on.
Tell them no, no, no.
Come
tell
on.
Them no. Tell them no. Tell them no, no, no. Listen.
Come on.
Got kids dropping out of school. Talking about they don't want to learn. Yet they're standing on the corner rolling blunts. Talking about come on, let's learn.
I better get back to school.
I got kids walking up and down the street. Pants hanging down around their knees.
What them pants
talk about that they're looking for a job. When I see them get a book, I say, please. See all they ever talk about, brag about who got the biggest and the baddest gun. Trying to see the cop with the rubber top. They drop the gun, they wanna run.
Put your gun down.
Now the sheriff got a lot of
for him and how he reached out to so many people in his community, and just my condolences to that family, and just a lot of people have, you know, tuned into that song, so I just wanted to honor him today, again, honoring the Mississippi Mass Choir that sang their song, the remix of Jesus Can Work It Out. Many times I was traveling to the Pentagon, going to work that morning, early 5 o'clock in the morning, and hearing that song that hit, you know, they drop it one time, and it really just helped me as I drove with my little Sebring, you know, just rocking it back to get to work and get to the gym to work out. So let us begin with prayer. All right. Father God, we thank you, Father, for this day, for this is the day that thou has made. But truly, truly, Lord God, so grateful, and we honor you, we reverence you, we respect you, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to broadcast the word of the living God, your word, Lord God, to your people throughout this world, Lord God. I thank God for the different countries that are tuned into the broadcast. I'm from China. I'm very excited about that country tuning in, such a large number too, for all of America, from the Americas and Canada, to Brazil, you know, South America, you know, America, North America, and different countries in the world, Caribbean islands. And I just reverence every ministry that is a part of our network as it's growing and leaps and bounds. I thank you, Lord God, for their life, their health and strength as they continue to push the word of God so that people can be encouraged during this
season, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you answer all our prayers. And I thank you, Lord God, that you bless me to be a steward of your word, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I'm humbled, Lord God, to be a servant to your people, such a great nation. I thank you, Father, for our republic, the United States of America. Thank God for all our leaders, great leaders. Lord God, I thank you, Father, for our fire marshals and firemen and firewomen and the police officers, the sheriff departments. Thank you, Father, for the work that they do, such great stress that they're under. I thank you, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, African-Americans and the African-American disbar. I thank you, Father, for them and every nation, every race, every creed that is a part of America. Thank you, Lord God, for every culture, every creed, every religion. That's a great, great, great nation, Lord God. We have a voice and we have the freedom to express who we are, and only in this country. So I thank God for this wonderful country, Father. Bless each and every one. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May his countenance, you know, shine upon you. May he give you peace, peace that passes all understanding, as we keep our mind and our heart stayed on him. To love God, the first commandment and the greatest commandment is to love God. Love God. Love God. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him or on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So I pray for your household, your husband, your kinsmen, your spouse, significant others. I pray for your children, your family, your entire family, your entire household. I pray that your kinsmen and kinswomen are all well. I even pray especially for your enemies, that it will be well with them, so it will be well with you. I pray for them, Lord God, that they may be able to one day seek first the kingdom of God for themselves, Lord God, and just change from their wicked ways, Lord God. I thank you. Bless this broadcast, angels of God. I command you, the north, angels of God from the south, angels of God from the east, angels of God from the west, angels of God from the northeast, angels of God from the northwest, angels of God from the southeast, and angels of God from the southwest. I command you to protect this radio broadcast, this video, the Ethernet, the internet, as it disperses through the world. Amen. Online, streaming. I thank God for the My King Service television, radio and television and broadcast and network systems, and all the ministries and ministers, Lord God, lay individuals, all the pastors, all the bishops, archbishops, all the chief apostles, all the evangelists and doctors and realtors and landowners, landlords, all the millionaires. And I thank God for each and every one, our senators and United States Senate that's on board with us, and the United States military, the armed forces, the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, the Department of Defense, my gosh, all the civilian counterparts of the Department of Defense. I thank God for all our governors, government, the mayors and the city councilmen, oh my gosh, everyone that makes up this great country, all the local individuals. I pray for everyone in their home, Lord God, the people who are learning how to do remote operation of a business, starting to learn how to stream. I thank God for all the teachers, everyone, Lord God. I thank you. Bless them. In Jesus' name I pray. All right. So I wanted to talk about today, you know, God's light, you know, is brighter than the sun's light. You know, so if you can imagine God, you just look at the sun, if you can, you know, you can't stay too long. Your eyes, it's so bright, you know. And I was driving this morning down on the highway. As you know, I'm always driving. Anyone who ever called me, they're like, I'm on the road, you know, I'm clocking it. I'm trekking it somewhere, amen. And I just thank God for my angel that protects me as I travel the highways, the dangerous highways. But I was, you know, really intrigued with how God this gleamed in my eyes. I was trying to see, couldn't see, the sun was so bright. And I just thought, I just had a little thought, like, wow, God is even brighter than that. His glory is so bright, according to what they say in the word, you know, like, I've never seen God, and I'm sure you have never seen him. Maybe you have, I don't know, but I haven't my whole life, you know. I'm like 5'9 now, right? Amen. And I never seen him, but I feel his presence, you know. I speak his word, I read his word. Somebody wrote, you know. Word, you know, like, okay, I'm with that. I believe, you know, I receive. You know what I mean? I don't question God or people or whatever the people say. They say God's speaking to them. I'm like, okay, I'm with you. I'm like, I don't mess with God's folks, man. But you know, it's just amazing, you know, how glorious he is to us as human beings, humans, as they say with Star Trek, you know, the big guy with the big head. We call us human. We human beings are a trip. We got everything from the Lord, and he loves us. Oh, I want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Here's a thank you. Here's a thank you card I'm sending out to everyone. Just for everything. Everything you've done for me, my children, I thank them. My daughters, I thank God for them, and my grandsons, and all of them, and my grandson that's on his way as well. I have so many. But thank you, men and women of God, who have been a blessing this year. We're literally broadcasting 365 days of the year, 2020. So this is November the 29th, almost the last day of November, my month, my birthday month, by the way. And I want to say thank God for everybody who was born in November, by the way. Happy birthday. I need to say happy birthday because we had someone who was born on Thanksgiving Day. You know, but let me sing that song, and then I'll continue my thought processes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. May the dear Lord bless 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 you and many more. God bless you all. That's for November birthdays, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and wow, God bless you all. And it's great to be alive and above board. Amen. Wow, you know, I mean, really, seriously, you know, this is 2020, and in 10 years, in 2030, we, the human race, is going to have doubled ourselves, man. 15 billion people on this earth. Wow, something else, man. So, yes, I know God has taken out a lot of people. A lot of people have passed this year. My condolences to each and everyone. But I say, remember the good. No matter how bad a person might have been, there's got to be some elements of goodness in them. You know what I mean? We were created in the image of God, you know? With situation and circumstance and environment, you know, people turn, you know, there was a moment in time where someone turned to go that way or go south, go north, west, whatever, you know. But just remember the good about those that you've lost, you know. Remember good memories, you know. Don't stay with the bad memory, or you didn't say something, or you regret. Don't do that to yourselves, you know. Live life, you know. Life is too great to be depressed. Oppressed, suppressed. Don't do that to yourself. Just remember the loved one that has gone on, remember some of their training, their teaching, experience. You didn't want to go there. They went through. Thing is for a purpose, because when God allows someone to move on to the next stage, where you don't want to go there right now, right? they've gone on to glory, or they've gone to hell. I don't know. Bishop Bowling has talked about that. But wherever they decide to make their bed, you know, God said that He's going to be there if you decide to make your bed in hell. God said He's going to go and visit you, going to check you out, you know, like the 2 hours for you down there. You know, but just think of the good, you know, to ease your mind and so that you can live and move forward with your life. Amen. But all those people that are leaving this earth because of whether it's a virus or a natural, or, you know, their time is up, or, you know, the doctors make these medical decisions that, you know, whatever, you know, I feel sorry for those doctors that have to make those decisions, you know. To take someone's life, wouldn't want to be them, man. But anyway, for whatever reason, every time a person leaves this earth, a baby is born, a new life is formed, either in the womb, someone's conceived, or someone's coming out of the womb. Amen. Tell you, we're going to literally duplicate ourselves to 15 billion people. A couple of years I talked about it. I think it was in 2008, and I made the announcement there was 7.5 billion people on this earth. Well, it's since that time, 2008 until now, it's grown. And this year, 2020, babies are going to be popping. Everybody's going to be making more love. Whether they're depressed or whatever, you know, they just tell me, and here it comes, man, you know, it's like, the eggs and the sperm is going to, like, recreate one, twins, triplets. I mean, really, some people have 10 babies even now in 2020. It's crazy, right? And so, yeah. So anyway, our theme, our topic for today is God's light is brighter, it shines brighter than the sunlight. I want to try and wrap this up into that. You know, it's just absolutely amazing. But I want to encourage everyone. I want to talk about what I've been doing to stay healthy. You know, I take basic water, H2O, and I pour it in my spot of tea, my coffee or whatever, coffee cup. I pour the water, you know, in a mug. I just pour the water, right? Okay. And then I add salt. Not black pepper. Cayenne pepper is for something else. Well, I use salt, and I don't mind advertising. I was trying to buy stock in this company, but they're not on the stock market. I was so upset. But anyway, it's kosher salt that I use, kosher salt. But you can use, kosher salt is pure, you know. So I like the coarse kosher salt by Morton, and they're not on the stock market. Man, I was so upset. I was trying to buy it. But anyway, what I do, I take my spot of tea, well, water, cold. All right, now see this? Okay, it says coffee, but anyway. I pour the salt into the water. Got it? Don't matter. It could be a teaspoon. People ask me, how much do I put in? Doesn't matter. Salt is amazing, man. But anyway, I pour this concoction, which is salt, and now this water is now sodium and H2O, right? And then I pour it into another, like, let's pretend this is a pot. Let's pretend this is a hot pot. Because I don't have a pot with me at the moment. But anyway, I put it in a pot because I'm going to put it on the stove, okay? So I pour it into the pot, okay? Pour it water. pour it. Okay. And then I put it into the pot, right? And I let it boil. And sometimes I'm in a rush. I put it in the microwave. I just zap it one time and put it in the microwave, like, you know, 5 minutes. And if I'm in a rush, you know, I you know, microwave it 5 minutes. It steams up. And then I literally am breathing the steam, the vapor from the water, the H2O, plus the sodium. The kosher is salt. It's sodium is like chemical. So you have the, you know, chemical type hit thing. It's fine. And I just breathe that for 5 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. And what it does, it cleans my pores out, you know, in my pores and my face. And it dries up all the mucus or the liquid in, you know, it dries that area. It dries up the sinus area, all of that. It's why my eyes are affected by whatever. You know, sometimes you wake up in the morning, you got sleep, you know, they used to say sleep. But now it seems like that's happening more frequently or whatever. So anyway, it dries that up, the eyes. And then it dries up down to the, you know, the throat. It dries up to all the glands that's in here. My ears are hurting. Let me take this off. My ears are hurting or whatever. It dries up that. It stops the hurt and the pain. It stops that. And then I also add garlic. You know, that's another thing. First, let's do the salt first. Okay, so it dries up the ears, whatever is happening in your ears. So the ears, nose, throat, the eyes are all taken care of. The esophagus, it goes down to the esophagus. It goes all the way down to the tummy and all the to the small and large intestines. It dries up all that, all the way to the anal, you know, when you go to the bathroom, you like release all that. Stuff that's no good for your body anymore, right? All that pollutants that your body is just churned out, right? And, you know, so it dries up all the mucus and it brings your body to the proper pH balance where your body is supposed to be at. And so after 5 minutes, then, you know, I get a tissue, and if there's any excess water or drainage, you know, I would use, you know, like a tissue, and I'd, you know, blow my nose, blow it out, you know, just and make sure I wipe my nose. You know, you don't want to walk around with anything on your nose. It's like disgusting, man. You'll talk to people and they got this white stuff right here or something. It's like, you want to tell them or you just want to like not look away or you want to, you know, it's just disgusting. So make sure you clean up. Look in the mirror, make sure everything is clean, the eyes are cleaned, and then you can wash your hands. And how do I wash my hand? I use bleach like crazy, man. I use Clorox bleach. And believe it or not, Clorox, I'm advertising, trust me, they're not giving me one penny on this, okay? Clorox is actually made from a plant, you know? So, and the two ingredients that make up Clorox bleach, because, you know, with the first part of the first wave of what was happening, you couldn't find bleach anywhere, man. Bleach was like gone, man. They were selling this stuff for like $10. It went up from 99 cents to $10 overnight. It's about to happen again. So take some stocks. Check it out. If there's some stocks you can buy with this company, buy it now. All right. Now, let's see. The ingredients that is in this, this is organic, okay? So, you know, I can't pronounce these scientific words, okay? So I'm going to just bear with me. Bear with me as I try to pronounce these words. Sodium. Sodium. Salt. Sodium. Clorox, okay? Sodium. Okay, then hypochlorite. It has 6%, right? 6% of that sodium, that's all I'm saying. Telling you, salt is powerful, y'all. Other ingredients, it says 94%. And so here, you see that it's made out of natural stuff, the plant, you know, that makes up. Next time I come back, I'll tell you the actual plant. You can actually get the plant and make your own Clorox bleach. But I use bleach, you know, on everything. I don't drink the bleach. There was someone that came and asked the doctor a question, do we drink Clorox? No. I never said that. I never said that. And they were saying, do we drink it? Well, you would want to die if you really want to drink this thing. It's no, something, you know, you cannot drink. Not good for our body. We're humans, and it will hurt us. So you don't drink this, but you add water. You add it to water. I literally would add it to water and add some bleach in it. And I, you know, wash the bathroom. I wash the sink. I wash the pipes, you know, the bathroom knobs, the kitchen. I wash, you know, all of that down. I use Lysol. Lysol is another perfect product as well. Again, made of plants. And I spray everything. Lysol was very, very hard to find too, and it was just ridiculous prices that, you know, people were had a run on toilet paper and paper towels. You can even get that. It's amazing. Trees were, like, I guess, recycling, but they were knocking down some trees this year. So anyway, that's what I've used, you know, really simple stuff. You know, we got lemon, lime, and when my ears hurt or the gland is trying to swell up, immediately you feel something, I take the garlic and I mash it up and boil it a little bit, get some of that juice out of it, and I pour it in my ears, wait 20 minutes, and then let that run out, drain out. This ear, same thing, drain out. Garlic, ginger, you know, different things, different natural remedies will keep you healthy forever, man. Onions, too, is a great draw. My daughter taught me that. I was like, what do you use the onions for? You just leave onions in the house, and it just pulls all that poison out of the elements of the air, you know. So you can, my daughter also had this steamer, and she would steam this stuff. She put lavender smell and different. I tried eucalyptus oil, you know, the smell of the house, steam, you know. Some people are not into the salt because the salt really will, like, totally destroy it. Either way, your pots and your pans, it cleans up and just totally eliminates that thing. So salt is very powerful. So they use different things, just water and steam. And you can breathe and you go out. When I go out, you know, you get into this world with all this stuff. You know, I, of course, have my mask. Everybody knows. You know, you mask up, you put your mask on, you know, fucking mask, you know. I think I'm back in Korea or something. When I was stationed in Korea, they had masks on. I'm like, man, going back in time. So, you know, to put the mask on to protect you from someone else who, you know, didn't treat themselves with the salt treatment. and then when I come home, I steam again. If I knew how to surf, you know, and the ocean, the salt, you never get sick because that salt is really the seals the body, man. And the other thing is, before I go to, you know, when I'm taking my tub bath after my, of course, my tub is clean, this Clorox all clean, you know, I rinse out all the excess Clorox bleach because bleach will kill 99.9% of bacteria that will hurt you, right? So once I went, you know, you always, I wash in bleach, I wash my dishes in bleach, just everything just clean, everything is clean, you know. I mean, my my pest control people, they come and they laugh because they're like, there's no insects that's going to be here. Roach, ratchets, food, and anything, gone. No demon from hell, I put the Holy Spirit on them, man. The anointed oil. So everything must go, not of God, right? So what I do with the hot water, instead of throwing away the salt water, I literally will put that in my bath, you know, and take a bath, or I put it on my scrunchie, you know, and I scrub that old old skin cells off my skin. So my skin is really pure, man. Amen. It's like really, really cleaned up, right? I'm going to show you. I'm going to make this new thing. It's going to be, I can't tell you the ingredients. But anyway, it's going to be a soap. And I'm going to put it on my skin. And I'm going to start from within a 2-week period. And I'll show you the difference of how my skin will change immediately to that of a younger skin. And I have really good skin, right, already, right? And I'll also show you ingredients that will make your hair grow. And if you're losing hair, and I'll tell you what that is real quick. I use, these people need to really start paying me or something. But I use collagen, you know. I use collagen. Amazon it and in different places. I don't know if Walmart sell it. But I use collagen for my hair. It's for the hair, for your hair. It's for your nails, you know, nails. My nails are long, like, naturally. So, you know, I don't have fake nails or nothing. You know, my hair constantly is growing. And aloe, you know, of course. But the collagen is really good. And it's for your skin. So if you want to have younger skin, you use this stuff every day. And then it's also good for the bone, which is your hair is a bone, your nail is a bone, and your bone. It's all natural. It has no animal byproducts in it, no nothing. It's just natural for those people that are vegan or vegetarians or, you know, people who eat meat. You can just take this every day, once a day. And what I do with this, and I'll just show you real quick. And then we're going to talk about God's light. It's not like I'm actually talking about God's light by sharing these things here that I do. But I take a spoonful. The spoon is in the container. It comes there. And this is water, pure water, H2O. It does not have bleach in it, okay, y'all? And I just basically pour. I use this to catch any extra droplets of collagen stuff. I don't want to lose one drop. And I just pour it in here. Can you see it? I hope I let you see it. And I just pour the whole spoonful that comes in with the container. What is that? How many ounces? I don't know. I don't really do measurements. You know, I'm like the old-fashioned people. Pinch of this and a pinch of that. No measurement here. But anyway, the scooper comes with the collagen, and then I make sure I close it back tight. I use it the next day. I put it in everything. I just shake it, put it in my tea, I put it in my coffee, I put it in just everything, man. I don't waste anything. All right. Ooh, the heck. Wow. Okay. Wow. Amazing, amazing. I was looking at what the bleach did with the salt. Amazing. But anyway, I shake it up. And then this pure water, it has a little, you can taste it, it's a little tart or whatever. I don't know. It has a little taste, but it's not bad. It's not a bad taste. But collagen, you do collagen, your hair will grow, your skin will get younger looking. Within less than a week, your nails will start getting stronger and longer. You'll see it. Even those who have those fake nails or put those acrylic nails, the nail beds and everything like that, really growing fast. You're going to have to get your nails done twice a week instead of once a week. I'm serious. And your toenails, you know, it's really, really gross. Everything. And I hope you guys like my little spot of tea stuff. I like this. I got it from the Persian shop. And they were selling it And I was like, wow. And then they gave me the little sausage, you know, like I was like, you know, elementary school, you know, a little kid, man. And I had a little house with little cup of tea and pretend, you know. I was like, really nice when I was a kid. So this is like a real cup and a real sauce for a spot of tea. All right, so I'm going to drink the collagen throughout the broadcast, so you can see that I literally will drink it. And I just do it once a day, and it really, really helps. So these are the things that I do, but I'm going to put a mixed concoction. And I don't know if I should give out the ingredients. I don't think I should because I want to sell this stuff, man. But I mixed this with collagen is one of the ingredients. And other things, and I put it, I'll be putting it on my skin. I'll show you how to do it. Put it on my skin. And if you like it, you can order from me. Or you can write to mkspcg1@gmail.com. And within 2 weeks, you will see all the black, you know, I got dark spots on it. I made sure I had that so you could see the dark spots that's under my eye. All that will be gone. It'll be back puffy. And the wrinkles that are here, you know, kind of like, you see that little wrinkle right there? That's going to be gone. And all of the fine lines, I really don't have any fine lines or anything, but it'll even get rid of the little heavier cheek, or whatever you call it, double chin. I'm going to remake myself, okay? My body, the body fat is going to get rid of the body fat too, naturally. I'm telling you, freeze the body fat away. Absolutely. And it'll go through the body. It'll be eliminated naturally. Yeah. So from 2020 to 2021, you're going to see me having a brand new body naturally. Amen. I hope you guys buy my stuff. And it's going to be sold for $39.99. Why not? Right? Because I have to buy the container and all of that. Just bring up the prices. If it was just for me without containers or whatever, I'd sell it for $19.99 or whatever. But anyway, so the Word of God. Wow. Where do we see God's light? We find God's light in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? And it wasn't just him by himself, because he said, you know, when he got down to after the 6 days, if they're all the days of creation before he rested, he said, let us make man, let us make man. So I believe that was wisdom that was with God, because we find in Proverbs Chapter 8, I call it the wisdom book, that wisdom, so that wisdom was with God before ever the earth was, or even the foundation that was created, or any streams or anything, when there was a void and things like that, right? So the light of God shined bright. He created the sun, he created the moon, and he created the stars. He created all the heavens, the Milky Way, and all of that. It's great creative mind, you know. And, yeah, so the light of God shines bright. And it says that the angels bow down before him, and they glorify God all day long and all night long. They're just praising him and worshiping him. And his glory is just so brilliant, you know. And it's, to me, amazing because the angels of God get to see his glory. They get to literally see God for themselves. The angels were the entity that God created for the own purpose of worshiping God. That was their purpose, and whatever else he wanted them to do. So let's look up the light of God. The light of God. Shining bright. See if it's, I'm going to Google it. See if it's out there. Because I know if I've experienced this, somebody else has also experienced it before me. King James Version. I always do the King James Version. So, what does it say? I just Googled, and it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So the light is just to point people to God. That's Matthew 5, verse 16, in the King James Version. Cute. Let your light so shine. So you as a human have a light as well, a brilliant light. So we are truly created in the image of God, you know. And so if God is a bright light, then you are a bright light. Isn't that something? You have a purpose on this earth to shine bright for the people in your community, whether they like you or not. It doesn't matter. Are you here for people to like you? No, you're here to bring people to God or give them that direction to God, because everybody needs that. Everybody has a void within them. Intentionally, God created people to glorify him. He created the angels to glorify him, and mankind that was made a little lower than the angels were created to praise God. So if you just start praising God and thanking him, you know, your day is going to shine bright, the light that's within you. So this one says, let your light so shine, right? Let your light so shine. Let your light so shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Okay. But let's see. That's your light. I want to know about God's light. Let's see. Let me do another Google search. See what it comes up with. Genesis. I knew it. Genesis 1 through verses 3 and 5 from the King James. It says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night." So the light, which is the sunlight that I saw this morning as I was driving on the highway, which I couldn't hardly see as I'm making this curve. I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, I had to put my hands up this way and the other way I had to put my hand, you know, like, oh my goodness, I need a visor, drop down. You know, oh my goodness, it was really, really bright. It was amazing. It was beautiful. Well, when God saw that light, sunlight, so then God created it, right? And God said, let there be light. So he had the spoken word, and he created light. So how could he create something that he didn't know anything about? Well, he is light. He is, you know, everything around him is light and glory shining bright. I know people, I've heard people who have said that, you know, they had, like, passed on to the other side or something, and they saw this bright light, you know, and God sent them back saying they weren't ready for them. And, you know, you've heard a lot of people say that, you know, they close their eyes at night, they see this bright light. I don't know. But, I mean, it's God himself, the light that shines bright in a dark place, you know. We, as the children of God, are the light of this world. We are like a city. We cannot be hid. So our purpose, no matter, even, you know, your prodigal son, prodigal daughter, and you don't want to take up their vocation that your forefathers prayed for you. Like I've told you guys over and over, my forefathers prayed for me to do what I'm doing. And I'm like, wow, they didn't even ask me, okay? But I took on the job. And I like it. You know, I'm very good at this. I love it. I really do, because I love God. But we are the light of this world. So without us, this world is in total darkness. So even your enemy needs you. Even your enemy that you can't stand, man. They just give you such a hard time on the job all the time. say, like, hurting your feelings, you know, like, what I do? You don't have to do nothing. What you do is that your light is shining so bright before them that they have to literally check themselves. You know, you just mess them up. Your light is personified their darkness, and they have to, like, stop what they're doing or run away from your presence, because you just darkness scatters when light shows up. And you can look at the dawn of a day, and you'll see that when the sun is coming up, that which was dark, you know, like, goes away, you know. The sun is a brighter light, as the word of God talked about, and the moon is a lesser light. God created both of those lights, and the stars, which are the planets, are the farther away they shine as stars, because the light of the sun bounces off those planets, and it, to us, it looks like you know, specks of stars, you know, little tiny stars, you know, they're planets, you know. But they shine up as the heavens too, and the Milky Way is more light shining off of this place, man. If you ever seen a lots of rays of light, you know, my son can explain it. They're really good, man. They're brilliant, man. Or you see a silver lining through a cloud, you know, the darkness, the light shines through, and you see a ray. Or sometimes you see there's a cloud, and you see the rays of light. Beautiful, man. God's he's glorious. And some artists, they literally can capture that light that they see. And the light of God is amazing, right? So we are that light of this world. We are what the world needs. This is Song said, what the world needs now is love. What the world needs now is you doing that which you were created to do here on earth. If you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it, but they're going to do it a little different than how you, the originator, you know, is, or was meant to get that thing done. But God's going to have it done, but it's definitely different. But no one can beat you in the creation that God has given you to do for this world. If you don't do it, there's a lot of dead people in the grave that never did what they were supposed to do. They just died with their thoughts. They never wrote the vision down. They never made it plain on tablets so someone else could read it, because they want to keep it to themselves. But what you have in you is something for the whole world to benefit from, you know. It's pretty deep, man. It's pretty deep. It's a deep subject. It's a deep subject. So I talk about God's word because I know that you need to hear the word of God from me, not from somebody else. Amen. And I remember one of my dearest friends said to me, he said, Bishop, Archbishop, you're always correcting people. And I'm like, I don't correct anyone. I really don't. All I do is give you the word of God as I read it, and then I try to interpret it for my own self. And I have 6 months to try and figure this thing out and 6 months to apply it to my life. So I'm very selfish about God's word. Although I'm speaking it, if you decide to follow it and go with it, well, that's on you. But I'm not trying to correct anyone. So I had to tell him, I'm not trying to do that. But he said that you're always correcting people. I'm not. I'm just giving God's spoken word, and that's it. You know, teaching the word of God, that's it. I am not perfect in any way, nor am I trying to be perfect. I'm the greatest sinner God has ever created, yet he uses me for his glory for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't try to figure it out. I just do it, man. I just apply it, and I just love the outcome. You know, thank God for everything that he's done for me, my children. I'm just so proud of every one of my sons, you know, and grandsons. Oh, my God, they're blowing away. My daughters, oh, my God, they're just so amazing. Queens, man, they're beautiful. Blessed to have them, and I thank God for them. And but I thank God for the man and woman of God that speak God's word and help do this society, because this society really needs it. This nation really needs it. This republic really need to hear from God. Amen. And there's people that are doing all kind of debaucheries and all kind of sin, and nobody's correcting them because they're not hearing from the church. They're not hearing from the pastors, the preachers, the lay leaders, and those that know God's word. They're just silent, you know, like, You see them doing all that stuff and see them literally going to hell on a highway in a basket. You see them, their life is really being destroyed, literally, and you don't say anything. I think that's so wrong. I think that's total wickedness. When you have the word of God in you that can help that person and turn them a different way, I think that men and women of God should speak God's words out so that they can hear. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they hear? You are sent to your community. They're in Mississippi, man. They're in Arizona. They're in California. You are the one, man, in Alaska, you know, all 50 states. You're the one. You need to speak God's word and speak it loudly. And if you're scared or whatever, just get on my broadcast, you know. I just want to announce we're getting ready to open up the TV system again. I'm not going to worry about the money. We're just going to open up my King's TV and radio network. The radio has lasted this year, thank God, for many, many powerful women of God and men of God and bishops that come forward, man. And so that was a vision that I wrote. I wanted it to happen, and it did. And by December this year, it'll be 365 days consecutive broadcasts and the word of God every day on the My King Service Network. Man, I thank God for the platform that we're on and those that support us. And all the engineers and all the background people that you don't see or hear or know their names. I thank God for you all supporting the My King Service vision. And now for the TV, we will be broadcasting the Word of God 24/7, 7 days a week, 365, for the world to hear what thus says the Lord, God, God Almighty. For the atheists who don't believe, for the narcissists that don't believe in God, it's okay. Tune in to the broadcast anyhow. And, you know, if you want to argue with me, a point, that's fine. I'm ready, you know. To those that are demons and, you know, the Quran or whatever, Quran, you know, I'll stand up and talk with you about that, you know. Muslim, you know, nation, yeah, that's fine. For those that are Hindus, I'll be glad to talk about Hinduism, Buddhism, Confucianism, government, good points. Don't matter what you are into, God's word will stand up by itself. Witches, warlocks, demons from hell, they can't touch this. They can't do anything to harm a child of God. God's word is so powerful. The blood of Jesus Christ, they scatter, they run, you know. So we don't fear anything, you know. Put on the whole armor of God. You know, our light is so bright. Remember, we depict God himself, because God, you know, so loved the world that he created us for his glory, right? And he created his son, which is himself, to bring us back to him, to just praise his holy name. And he created us in his own image. If you read Genesis, we just went over that a little bit. He created the light in us because he created us as his own image. So whether you're black, you know, they're like Black Lives Matter and all that. It's a thing now, you know. It's a coined phrase. Somebody's making some serious money, man. I hope they get on the stock market so I can buy some of that. I wanted to talk about stocks. I wanted to share something with you guys. Please listen to my broadcast. I have a very brilliant gentleman. I was trying to get him to get on the air today with me, but he didn't pick up. But you guys need to buy this Bitcoin thing before December the 8th, because they're about to really ramp it up. And the cost of a coin is going to be worth more than whatever Bitcoin. And then I bought into this other thing. It's new. It's a new thing. It's new. It's I think it's 33 cents 24 cents last month. Now it's 34 cents, and it's growing really fast. The new coin that they've created, and I don't want to say the letters incorrectly. I need to buy it. I need to get it because the system, they're not accepting cash anymore. Now African Americans in America is 1.5 trillion dollars strong. Okay, that's Black people. Okay, some people don't know African Americans. Black Lives Matter. Okay, well, Black Lives Matter. You're 1.5 trillion dollars strong. That's what matters to the world economy. So everybody comes to you, to your neighborhood. In some places are called the ghetto, right? Whatever. They show up. Why do they show up in your neighborhood? Because you buy. We buy. We consumers. We buy. We have money in our pockets. You know, even they call them bum on the streets, the homeless people, whatever. They go out on the corner. They do a 9 to 5. I talk about this all the time. They're early up, early in the morning on the corner, man. With this sign, man. They put a little sign on there. Like sign, like look like this. And people be giving them money, man. Like $500 a day, tax free. Smart people, man. Don't even have to pay light bill, utility bill, like nothing, man. They run their own thing. It's kind of a dangerous world to live in, but you know, they're smart people. I really believe they're very smart. Some are very, didn't even want to be in that position, you know. But anyway, the African Americans, whether those that are homeless or those that are bourgeoisie, those that are, you know, the upper echelons of wealth, the one percenters, because we do have wealthy people that are African American, very wealthy. Yeah. The two percenters, all of those people. We make up $1.5 trillion. That's more than a nation. I think it's two nations. I think our global market money, our wealth is in our pockets, and it's nothing we've borrowed from or anything. Now, when we look at Africa, 53 countries in Africa, that's where all the world wealth comes from, whether it's the rubber, from a rubber tree, rubber sap, you know, that's on your car, your BMW, your, you know, different nice cars you like to ride, you know, comes from that. The bauxite, the zinc, you know, the red dirt makes up bauxite and the zinc and aluminum, you know, found in places like the Caribbean islands. Where Africa is wealth, whether it's the black diamond, you know, of Africa or the blue diamond of Mount Kilimanjaro. I think it's pronounced that one. Forgive me if I said it wrong. Or, you know, this mountains of diamonds right there in Africa. The white diamonds are okay, but that's not even as powerful as the black diamond, you know. All of Africa is nothing but wealth, you know. So don't get it twisted. God's people are very wealthy, even now. You know, I think the greatest thing that we need to do to our people, the African people, is to educate everyone and to let us start to read whatever language, read, write, do the math, and understand and become entrepreneurs of your stuff. Market your self, market your stuff, and do well, you know. You're nothing but success. Nothing but success. Nothing but success, because you were created in the image of God for His glory. Every African American has an idea, and you can take that idea, write the vision as Habakkuk, and put that light of God that's in you and inspire the world with it. Don't let your vision, your thoughts go to the grave with you. Do not do that to the people. That's why stuff is missing, because you are not educating others with what's inside of you. Amen? Amen. We talked about today the light of God. God's light is brighter than the morning sun. I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. I'm going to get ready to do some things and check on some of the radio shows that have been broadcasting today. Again, with streaming live, I hope you enjoyed the show. I just had to talk about it. It was so amazing. I hope you, you know, take this with a grain of salt. We talked about salt, so you can be healthy. Amen. And, you know, if your medical doctor prescribes something to you, take it. Do that, you know, because they went to school, you know, for the chemical stuff, you know. Listen to them, but also stay with the plants, the herbs, and all of that to keep your body healthy. Amen. I pray that you stay healthy. Bleach everything down, you know, don't drink it. Bleach is, wash it down. When you wash your dishes with the bleach, make sure you rinse it out really well, you know, before you use it, okay? The utensils and everything. Yeah, man. Yeah, just take care of yourself. We talked about the collagen. We talked about collagen. I like it with ice cream better. It's better taste than pure water. But collagen, then I'll show it for those who did not. This is what I buy. This is the one. I buy this one because it has all of the, it has everything. It's more powerful than all the other ones. Let me see. The protein, 6%. Calories, 25%. Collagen, 7%. Enzyme, 50 mg. Okay. Yeah, I like this one because it's just pure, man. It's good for your face, your skin, your bones, your nails, your hair, your growth. Put it in your coffee, your smoothie. Put it in all your recipes. Collagen, okay? Please. And we talked about God's light. And I think that's it. I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. Please, if you'd like to be on our television network, which everyone listens to, please just email me at mkspcg1. If you want to be on the My Kings television, radio and television broadcasting network, no one can beat our price because I keep it very low so that you can come on and you can make the money. Amen. Because I want you to be entrepreneurs and be wealthy because God's people are very wealthy people. You got his word and the world needs to hear from you. Amen. I pray that you'll, you know, do well with your great success and reach back and bless someone else. Let me see what we can do with some music here as we're about to go out. Today's broadcast has been awesome. I can't do music the same time when I'm recording on the video, but I'll have a phone next time so I can make sure I do this properly. But it's okay, you know. I when I broadcast, I'm learning as we're doing whatever it is that we're doing. So I am not perfect in this broadcasting system, but we've been here for quite some time. Broadcasting for a lot of years. Amen. And I love God, man. I love this. Let me see. I can get in here and get some music and shine forth. I don't know. We'll see if I can play something. You'll hear it. One second. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to Studio C. If I can call up some music. Okay, here we go. Oh, here's some music by Dr. Nancy McKnight. Let's see if we can hear it. If we can play it. Nope, it's not playing. Oh, man. I can't do it tonight, man. Nothing's playing for me. I don't know why. Okay, I'm in the wrong studio. Hold on. I got so many radio studios I gotta go into. Let me go into the right studio. I'm on Radio 4. Let's go to Radio 4, then I'll be able to hear the music. Radio 4. No, Radio 3. I'm on Radio 3. Radio 3. Come on. music. Going to the studio. There we go. All right, this is going to be Make Me Right. And this is the edited version by Khadija Hameen. And it's 3 minutes and 35
seconds. My heart tried my ring.
Oh,
Thank you.